It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio, on the phone, we're joined with Sophia Neubaum. She's with the Borgen Project. Sophia, nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you, too. Thank you for having me. Borgen Project is a nonprofit organization that is focused on global poverty, and we fight it through advocacy and mobilization. So it all started in 1999 when the founder, Clint Borgen, was working in refugee camps, and he recognized the need for U.S. political attention on global poverty.
And I'm guessing this is a worldwide organization?
Yes, it is. So it mostly focuses on the U.S. Because it fights to, you know, make it a U.S. priority. However, we do have interns and advocates all over the world.
Sophia Neubaum with the Borgen Project. Okay, what is some of the things that y'all are trying to do here locally?
In our local community, we're just hoping to teach people how to reach out to their leaders and how to make their voices heard in order to fight for the legislation that they would like to pass. So we've seen that the legislation, especially right now, that would impact not only countries across the globe, but also help the U.S. I think that's what makes the Borgen Project stand out, because rather than just trying to fix the problem themselves, we're reaching out to our leaders and demanding that they fix the problems that are prevalent in our community.
Okay, Sophia, if someone hears this, wants to know more, wants to know how maybe they can get involved, what's the best way?
So if you want to learn more about how you can volunteer or just take action locally, you can visit the www.borgenproject.org. That's www.borgenproject.org. And from there, it'll tell you all about how you can get involved and just a little more about the legislation that we're fighting for.
Sophia Neubaum with the Borgen Project, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Community Spotlight, local matters.
I give to my local NPR station because I believe they cover local and national news and help us stay informed, keeping us informed, but also highlighting local events, nonprofit events, anything that keeps Fayetteville hip, happening, and informed. My name is Melissa Caffrey. I live in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and you're listening to KUAF 91.3.